Good morning. George Tolias is here with us from Greece, all the way over in Greece. Thanks for joining us this morning. You can just jump in and start giving us an update on your ministry and what's happening with your church, church plants. We'd love to hear.
Yes. So thank you for always showing interest and, being interested to learn about us and pray and love us with a practical way. We really appreciate that. We value relationships, so we love to see your faces, and I hope also you receive our newsletter, because we send you our update. So, yeah, like in the previous year, a lot of things happened. One of them, very important things, we are able to redefine our vision, who we are, what we do. We also challenged some people to become members of our church, and then we had elections, elders election. Now we have a new elder, which is very hopeful for our church, because when we started with three elders that came from the first church. And now one of these elders is now in his 87.
Yeah.
And he cannot continue. So during the last 6-7 years, God has provided his people to the church. So we're very encouraged as we see the church continue, even in that level, have good elders. So that was a big blessing for us. One more that is related to the church ministry is the idea of small groups. So right now we invest much in the meeting in different locations on Wednesday, which has changed everything. Everything has have changed because of this, because now everyone presupposes in his mind a good relationship. We have good relationship. We know each other. We even were able to organize a retreat for our church, because the atmosphere has changed. So, that was another significant development. A third, this is the first year that I do discipleship every day besides Friday. Friday, I try to have a day off with my wife, my family. But every day I have a discipleship program that we do here. So this is the Timothy program for us. Right now we have 7 people that they are in the area of in their life that they want to, be exposed to gospel teaching, Christian life. Some of them, they want to be pastors. Especially there is a guy that comes from refugee ministry. He is still a refugee, but he came to faith. Now the last 3 years he confesses Christ, and then he started now to be interested about theology, even about the idea of going back to Iran and be a pastor in his country. So he's part of the Timothy program. Also, evangelistically, we're trying to equip our people to reach out to the neighborhood, which is very, very important for us. If you're a young church, you always have this, it's a good anxiety. Don't take me wrong here. It's something good. We are anxious to relate with our people. So we train our people how they do that, how they can provide answers to people that they come from different backgrounds, starting points. So we, speak a lot about the evangelistic pathways. Depending to who you talk, you need to be able to recognize the starting point. And then in the community, we have a community of people that they are interested for evangelism. So in this community, we encourage each other. And then we encourage each other to create a pathway, small steps towards Christ and the church. So that's very has been very successful and very encouraging for us here. So all this is like only the father. As you know, we have a daughter church in Pankrati that's near the University of Athens. They're like right now, they're to the point that they have 25 people that they go to the gathering. So right now we're thinking on creating members in this church that they will elect elders. And then as we do this, we need to, as mother church, we need to request to the Greek Evangelical Church synod, like all churches, to accept now this congregation, new congregation, to become a church, an official church, so that they can have an autonomous life. Not because right now they are dependent on the mother church, which is Glyphada. A more recent update is that right now we have a second person in our church that he wants to start a new church. We had, I don't know if you met Emmanuel. Emmanuel is planting the first church in a University of Athens. Now we have a second guy with his wife that they want to work in our church, Glyphada Church. So he will be, let's say, a pastoral, how do you say, like a pastor, an assistant pastor for 1 year. And through this year, like he will create his own small group with people from our church and be, you know, start the process to speak to the people of our church for a new church in an area that's 10 minutes away from us. We're now in the process for the second church. So besides this, the Mercy Ministries we have a full house again of refugees. The refugees come from Iran, Afghanistan, and Syria. We have seen the Lord, you know, work with a fascinating way in this ministry. Of course, not all. We have helped around 65, 70 families now from 2017. From the 70 families, like the 10 have come to faith. So they have been baptized, you know, they have even some of them get married in our church. We have very good stories. Like I always speak about the first refugee couple that they ever came to our shelter, came as agnostic. You know, they were exposed to a Muslim environment, but they came as agnostics. And they started making questions about Christianity because they were seeing our service. And they became Christians, and they were baptized. And then when they finished their program, they went to Germany. And this guy went to another camp. And he preached the gospel, and then 100 people came to faith in that camp or in Germany. So we have seen a lot of, you know, this. We're very encouraged on how God is working in the midst of us. Also, we have a ministry in the fire afflicted ministry, because we have a lot of fires in Greece every summer. And we were able to help a family to renovate, recreate the burnt house. So we're in the process of finishing that with a practical way to serve God's love to non-Christian people. Okay. So I have said a lot of things, but like four areas of ministry we have is like a family ministry, which we want to invest. We have a lot of young families in the neighborhood, even in a materialistic aspect that makes sense here. Business ministry, which is like we have a lot of business people in our church, and we want now to create events like for like business people to come to our church, share their business expertise on a consulting level to work towards the non-Christian, and on a faith and work discipleship to work in a Christian business people. So family business, church planting, and mercy ministries. This is who we are. I will stop here, and if you have anything, like, I can give more information.
Wow, I just appreciate how intentional you are, where you are, and all the different facets of your ministry is fascinating. We need to take a lesson from you and a page out of your book. It's just very methodical and well thought out, and I know you're being blessed for it. And it also, you also sent in one of your updates that you have teenager and young adult discipleship groups. How's that going?
Teenagers comes from a refugee shelter, you mean? Yeah, okay. They come, they're refugees. Now they're in the 18. So from 15 to 18, we have now three. And yeah, we started to discuss a lot of like on the theology for human body, like how we should view our bodies, because the most of them right now, they're exposed to what the culture say. And even in Greece, is very famous, very popular, the I want to change my gender, or I want to change my sexual preferences, I want to change my body. And we have very good discussions. So, yeah, we meet every week, once every week, and there is much space for sharing the gospel there. Like, I think that that has a tremendous impact, because all these children are not Christians.
Right.
So we have a tremendous opportunity to share the gospel with them. And also be practical, like spending time with them, eating with them, or discussing about the frustration that they have with a Greek high school. Mm. You know, so we try to do that. I'm not alone in this ministry. By God's grace, we have one more person that helps. I'm trying to... this year to delegate more, because the responsibilities grow. And, you know, if it's always on my shoulder, which is reasonable to say, like the first years of church plants, of course, the biggest burden will be on my shoulder. But then it makes sense to invite more people here. Yeah, so I'm very thankful for that, that they are in our church.
Well, it sounds like teenagers are facing the same problems everywhere, because they're dealing with all that here too. So it's just a problem in the world today.
Yeah.
I assume. So where do most of your refugees come from, the Middle East, that are in that area?
Yes. Yes. Middle East, the 95% are families. We have 10 requests. So we have 10 families, we have more requests. So it's a continuous need. People, you know, they continue to have need of finances, of housing. Some of them, a significant percent, still doesn't have legal papers, which makes the whole thing complicated. And some people are forced to wait. So I think so far what I have seen, God is working as they wait. Mm. So they wait for progress in their life. And as they wait, you know, the church is there to serve. And then in that process of waiting, God is very active. You know, that's a paradox we see here. Yeah.
Are most of them have a Muslim background?
Yes, the biggest percent, yes, have a Muslim background. And even, to be honest, when they arrive, I'm sure that you have heard that again from me. Like when they arrive, we say, if you are Muslim or a Christian, you will not gain something more or less than us. Like depending of, like if you are a Muslim, you will have the same benefits. So, you know, like we want to take out of bad motives to change religion, and we want to give them the opportunity for a genuine faith, not being influenced by the finances, the anxiety of housing. So that helps a lot, because that creates a clear environment, like air, how do you say, like that we can speak to each other, like being in a dialogue discussion, And we have seen God there, that he speaks to their hearts with our service. Even when we don't talk, God is preaching to them through the ministry of the church.
That's great. What an opportunity. How's Phaedra doing?
Phaedra now has started also to be more engaged in the church ministry. So she has started like a ministry with the ladies of the church, like a discipleship ministry. And then, as you know, she is coordinating the social entrepreneurship aspect for the refugee ladies. So right now, she tries to create some ornaments. Is that correct? Like ornaments for Christmas.
Yeah.
So that they can provide, like, to sell, and so that they can seek, like, some refugees to earn some money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're trying with creative ways to be next to them, because, as I said, they don't have papers. That means they cannot work.
Right.
They cannot. So they're in need.
And how are your children doing?
My children are, you know, like right now, Olivia's in fifth elementary, Nicholas in second elementary, and Zoe is in kindergarten. Next year, we will have them all together in elementary school. So everyone is growing, and that means that I am also. I don't like to remember that. Like to, yeah. But by God's grace, we have been blessed by the Lord, and we are very grateful. We are very, very encouraged by what God is doing here.
Right. So refreshing to hear all that. Anybody around the table or on Zoom have a question?
George, I see in your spare time, which I don't know how you've managed to find it, but you are also teaching at Greek Bible College.
Yes. So like that is once per week, once per week for 3 hours. So I'm teaching on the Christian catechesis. And when I say I teach in the Bible College, you need to, you know that is on a volunteer basis.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like a second job for me. You know, because in Greece, like that, we have so few resources, and even the Bible College need more professors there. So we are volunteering ourselves as pastors, because there are young people there, and we want to invest in the future. One of the ways that we do that is by teaching young people. I am teaching on Christian catechesis and evangelism. So I'm bringing a lot of my experience there, and what the Lord has taught me all these years. This is a wonderful, refreshing time, I think, for all of us there.
Right. Yeah. Very good.
Can I also make a question to you?
Yeah.
When are you coming?
We have tentatively put a trip on the calendar for next October. October 24, yes. So I think Argyris has us penciled in. But that's about as far as we've gotten with that. Yeah. But we have a lot of people who are already interested in coming.
Yes. Perfect. Can I also update you that this coming February, I'm invited in a missions conference from Mitchell Road Presbyterian Church. So this is a church that supported, like, the second guy that he wants to plant a church. That, you know, they don't support me, but they support Harris. So I need to be there to give an update on how Harris, you know, will proceed to church planting. So I'm just, you know, informing you, if you think that I can be there, if you think that you need to meet in person, I'm at your disposal. Okay, so
where is that church?
South
Carolina. This is Greenville. Yes.
Well, send me the dates on that, and maybe we can work something out to have you come here. Just when you get a minute. Okay.
Yes.
Great. We'd love to see you.
Yes. Yeah.
Any other questions?
You got a lot going.
Yeah, you do have a lot going on.
Can I also express my gratitude to you? Like, I'm really grateful for what you did for me, because you support my role, and I'm grateful for that. I'm praying for your decisions to be led by the Lord. However, I need to say to you that I feel that your contribution is very significant for me, and I want to request, like, to continue support. If you allow me to express that with a polite way, I know that your decision is yours.
We are blessed to be able to support you and all the work that you're doing there. So we're thankful for you. We do have your prayer request that we got from your updates that you sent. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add that we could pray for this morning?
This coming week, I need to do some tests, blood tests and MRI for my health. So I feel great. Every time I say that I feel great, the doctor says, we don't care about how you feel. We need to have good tests. So please pray for that as I'm doing the tests.
Okay, absolutely. And then you also said you have a church retreat. Have we missed that, or is that still coming up?
Church retreat, we did that 2 weeks ago.
How was it?
So that was amazing, because we spoke about, like, the spiritual growth. We did that for the first time, if you can believe that, like, because we give so much emphasis in evangelism. The last 2 years, as I said, we have so many requests for discipleship, and with the elders, we started discussing about what it means to teach to the church that, you know, there are steps towards Christ, like there is a steps of maturity, and to give to the church a self-awareness of where they are. So we talk about this idea from spiritual infancy, spiritual, like adolescence, spiritual adulthood, and spiritual maturity. So we try through the Bible to see how Apostle Paul was speaking about spiritual infancy, and trying to encourage, like, the Christian brothers to take more steps of faith. So suddenly that gave an awareness. And instead of me saying to people, you are not mature, you need to get... So the people came to me and said, you know what, I'm far away from what you described. So that was very helpful for the elders. We had opportunity to pray for our brothers, and that was very edifying for our church.
That's great. That's great.
George, you can pray for us. We are looking for a senior pastor. In your spare time, yes. If you want to serve in that role, we'll let you do that.
I'm sure that God will bless you. I'm sure, like, you have a good church. I think you are the Lord's church, so He will take care of that. I will pray about that.
All right, well, we are going to move to a time of prayer, and Bubba's going to open us. Tom will close us. Anybody who wants to pray in the interim can do so.
Yes.
Lord, we again thank you for this morning, an opportunity to hear from George and the work going on there in Greece. And Lord, I'm just amazed at the many things that he's involved in, that the model he sets there for a real healthy church plant, that has a church that is planting other churches, that has outreach ministries, that's so involved in the community and so involved in the life of his people. So I just pray that you will continue to be with him, that you will give him the energy that he has to continue in this way, and be with his family too, Lord, as he has 3 young children that he's raising and the responsibility there. So this is such a blessing to hear what's going on there, and all the many things. And the last one, he mentioned the church retreat where he reaches out to all the people there. So, so encouraging. So, but I pray that you will continue to be with him as he ministers to the people and
the churches and planning, and Lord, as he even teaches in the seminary there, even though it's just a sideline for him, but he's I can just tell from his life and his heart and passion what difference it makes over there in the church. So I pray that you would continue to use him, Lord. As I think about from the business people all the way down to the immigrants and just a cross section of people he's working with. So again, I just thank you for his heart. I thank you for his passion. I thank you for his family, Lord. I pray you will continue to use them and bless them to make a difference there in Greece. And I pray all this in Christ's name.
Hey, Lord, thank you for this opportunity to talk to George this morning and hear about his ministry in Greece. Lord, we just pray that you continue to bless him and protect him and his family, Lord. And thank you for his wife and her support and her work in the church and the children, that they're growing and healthy and in school there, and that they can even be witnesses to your love to others. Lord, we just pray that you continue to bring neighborhood people and refugees and business people and teenagers, Lord, to George and his discipleship ministry, and what a difference that'll make as it grows, Lord. Thank you again for his dedication to serving you in Christ's name.
Dear Lord, thank you for all of the work that you are doing through George Holyhouse and the church there. Thank you for these men that have risen up from the congregation to become elders, Lord. You have done that work, and we rejoice with George in that, and thank you for that, Lord. Would you please continue to do that? And in the church plant, the Pangrati church plant, Lord, would you do the same thing there? And would it roll up from the congregation so that that church can be organized and formalized and not be so dependent on the mother church, but be able to do the work that even George is doing now, spreading the gospel in so many ways on their own. And to pray for the men in the Timothy group that want to be pastors, Lord, I pray that you would give them wisdom, pray you would grow them in maturity to face whatever task you have for them. But I pray that you would give George and all the elders wisdom in counseling and discipling them. Pray all this in Christ's name.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the work that you are doing through George. You have guided him and strengthened him and given him wisdom. The work through this church in Glyphada and the church planned in Pangrati, that you would continue to build your kingdom there through these churches, through these families, the people that attend, through the outreach ministry they have to the university, to the neighborhoods, to the immigrants and the refugees, to the area that was devastated by fires, and just in many ways, Lord, that you are reaching out through these families, through the discipleship efforts, teaching people to share the gospel, to be able to lead their neighbors and other contacts to you step by step, as George described. We know that this is the work of your Holy Spirit, and pray that this would continue. We're just thankful for the discipleship ministries in various ways, and for even as George teaches at the Greek Bible College, and for these young students to be encouraged to seek to follow Jesus in this way. And yet the role model that George and the other teachers there are in bringing these students along, yet to build more churches, to establish more churches. Lord, we're just grateful to you. We give you praise in the way this is working, and we're encouraged here even as we learn of this work. And so we pray for George and his family that they would continue to serve and glorify you, give him and Fedra wisdom in raising their children, And we just know that the culture there is just like the culture here in so many ways, that the forces of evil would quickly distract and disrupt and destroy. And yet, by your grace and mercy, we all continue to seek to serve and glorify you. So we pray that, grateful for this time again, Lord, and I pray that you would lead each of us in this day, that we too would serve you as well. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.
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 Oh, no.
Because we lost him. Oh, well. All right.
Thanks, George.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.